I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 31st. There were 24 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 206. Quincy's positivity rate is almost 3%, and the city is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 150 deaths. Officials at the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy say they will reopen the Adams Shore branch in mid-April and the main branch in mid-May. The North Quincy branch is expected to reopen in mid-summer after an extensive renovation project. Officials say curbside pickup of materials will continue until the libraries reopen for in-person services. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be asking the City Council next week to approve a major road and infrastructure improvement project. Koch says he will seek anywhere from $50 to $100 million in borrowing to address road and bridge improvement projects for the next 10 years in the city. Quincy Public Schools will participate in a virtual job fair today in an effort to increase diversity among the school's teachers and staff. The job fair is sponsored by the Massachusetts Partnership for Diversity in Education, which Quincy recently joined with 32 other school districts. Officials say almost 60% of Quincy students identify as non-white. However, only 7% of the teaching staff is considered a minority. St. John the Baptist Church in Quincy Center will host three separate events for the upcoming Easter holiday. On Good Friday at 7 p.m., the movie The Passion of Christ will be shown outside for people to watch from their cars. Holy Saturday, a petting zoo featuring sheep and bunnies will take place, along with an empty tomb display in the parking lot from 10 to 4. And Easter Sunday masses will be held from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The schedules are posted on the church website. The events are being held in collaboration with St. Joseph's Church in Quincy Point. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Wednesday, March 31st.